My dearly beloved, why do we say Al-Masih Qam, Christ is risen? Why? In this morning gospel, the disciples were scattered. But only women who kept the faith. Because women can only unite or divide. Only women can announce the good news or break up a family on a bad news. So they came to the tomb to check on the body of Christ. And they saw a man wearing white sitting on the right side. He said, I know why you're here. You can't see Jesus of Nazareth, the one who's crucified, is no longer here. He is risen. He is risen. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You are seeking Jesus of Nazareth. He is not here. He is risen. My dearly beloved in the risen Lord, as we remain immersed in the chanting and song for the risen Lord, we enjoy this radiant light of the empty tomb. Soon some of us will begin to exit. Some of us will exit from the light of Christ to immerse back in their own darkness. Today, young men and women, they can get married. They have great career. They have the best that life can give them. And yet, we see them lonely and unhappy. But today, a young lady brought us holy fire so we can renew our faith that it's true He is not here. True, He is risen. The light that shone so many years from the tomb of Christ. From that light, we shall light the candles of the church throughout the year as a reminder that the risen Lord is here in season and out of season. The risen Lord is here when you bring your child to offer him to Christ, and when you say goodbye to your loved one. The risen Lord is here when we're stricken with disease and we are healed. Never left us. Why? Well, the answer is that Jesus is the light. And if we believe that Christ is the light, it could be the light of every family. Could be the light for young men and women who just get married. Can be a light for the life of young parents who just brought a child to church. And to remind them that Jesus is the anchor of their life. And if Christ is the anchor of our life, yes, we might face stormy days and rainy days, but the ship
is keep sailing. Yes, do not be amazed, says the angel to the women. He is not here. He is risen. Our parents and grandparents carried with them this message, and they brought us the good news all the way from the old country. Today we have much security, and yet we are frightened. We have careers, degrees, and yet we're full of anxiety. We have money, and yet there's something that made us insecure. The answer, if you remember that the Lord is risen, and don't be afraid, then you will have everything. Fear. Someone said, is the biggest enemy of mothers and father. Fear is the biggest enemy of modern life. Worries and extreme anxiety are overwhelming young family. They have two kids and they do not know what to do. And yet, you all come from family of six and seven, and you are okay. Today we have a family that have one child, and they do not know what to do. And believe me, having one child, it's a very difficult time to raise. Do not be afraid, said the angel. Today, modern family feel that they're not doing enough for their children. So they bust them and shove them from one activity to another. And when Sunday morning comes, they want to be in bed. They're too tired. Because they believe if you keep your children busy, they do not get in trouble. We have one of the world's best psychiatrists among us in church, raised in an Orthodox family. You can ask him, and he tells you that the best life is the life in Christ, and everything else from it stem. Today, we do not know what to do. Fear has been part of our life. Well, yes, our people being persecuted on a daily basis. We worry about the economy, what Trump is going to say today, and what Obama said yesterday. We worry so much about violence and crimes, and now terrorism, financial disaster. And yet, we made it through it all. I remember a young woman who lost her husband with two little girls. As I led the two little girls to say goodbye to their dad, 6 and 4, she looked at my face, that young mother, and said, am I going to make it? I said, I'll guarantee you, you will make it. Today, this young girl is a doctor, and her sister doing such something so incredible because they have Christ in them. Yes, we are to come and cling to the risen Lord because we carry with us the cross of our Lord Jesus, and through the cross joy come to the world. لأن بالصليب أتى الفرح لكل العالم. بالصليب. Your church is the church of the risen Lord. There's a kid whom I baptized. His mother died and left the church to go to another church. And I saw him a few weeks ago. I said, Eddie, I miss you. He said, I'm working hard to bring Jesus to the young people. I said, well, why can't you bring Jesus in your own church? What do we have here? Buddha? Muhammad? What do we have here? He didn't answer me. Yes, your church is the church of the risen Lord. Every Sunday, the choir sing, O Son of God, who are risen from the dead, save us, because we want to sing to you, Alleluia. Do you think this is they're entertaining us? If the choir is going to entertain us and make me dance, I'll go to the nightclub. The choir inviting you to prayer. Do not be afraid. You are seeking Jesus, my dearly beloved. It is here that we proclaim the Lord is King. It is here that we proclaim we move from darkness to light. It is here that we are connected to Christ. Come and taste how good is the Lord. It is here that we remain as a family. It is here, if one member injured, the whole body is injured. And if one member rejoice, we all rejoice. What takes all these things from us? Jealousy. Jealousy takes all this grace from us. It is here that we celebrate you every Sunday. Orthodoxy is not about a season when someone die, or someone cherish a baby, or someone get married. No. Orthodoxy is the ship that will sail the world, and you are in it secure because Christ is the anchor. Orthodoxy is about life, who saved through the risen Lord. My dearly beloved, there is power when we say and you hear the word Al-Masih Qam. Christ is risen. And that power voiced in the community who says, indeed he is risen. God did not come to us to give us the spirit of fear, but give us the power to love, even when our own family fail to love us. The resurrection is the ultimate experience of love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drive away fear. Al-Masih Qam. Christ is risen. Al-Masih Qam.